Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four White House officials on the schedule to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today, but they're not expected to show up to do so. Two have already been subpoenaed, and Democratic lawmakers are now considering subpoenas for the others. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to slam the impeachment inquiry. He tweeted this morning, quote, "What I said on the phone call with the Ukraine president is perfectly stated." The president adding, "There's no reason to call witnesses to analyze my words and meaning." President Trump is threatening federal funding for California over the destructive wildfires across that state. He tweeted over the weekend, as a number of blazes were still impacting the state, that Governor Gavin Newsom is responsible for doing a terrible job of forest management. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Iran is commemorating the 40th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy hostage crisis. On this date in 1979, Islamist students seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran after President Jimmy Carter allowed the ousted Shah of Iran to travel to the U.S. for medical treatment. Today, several events are planned in Iran, including a rally at the former embassy. The chief executive officer of McDonald's, Steve Easterbrook, has stepped down after admitting that he violated company policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. Heather Haddon's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and she says of this development corporately,
investors definitely are going to have opinions. A lot of them have really liked the company under Steve Easterbrook. The shares have really grown. Share price has almost doubled. The company has picked a trusted hand to replace him, but this is unsettling news for a company that's been trying to turn itself around.
And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some new polls give presidential candidate Joe Biden a slight lead over Donald Trump in six key battleground states. The polls from the New York Times and Siena College show registered voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona, and North Carolina prefer Biden over Trump by an average of 2 percentage points. A California winemaker is expected to report to federal prison today for his role in the college admissions cheating scandal. Napa Valley vineyard owner Agustin Junius was sentenced to 5 months in prison for agreeing to pay $300,000 to have someone change his daughter's SAT scores to get her into USC as a water polo recruit. Volkswagen is now making electric cars. A celebration ceremony was held hours ago at a factory in eastern Germany that's making the Volkswagen ID.3 electric car. The CEO of Volkswagen calling the car a milestone that puts VW on the road to becoming climate neutral by 2050. And daylight saving may be bad for our health. Researchers say the incidence of heart attacks increase around the time change in both spring and fall. The time change may also coincide with a rise in traffic accidents and sleep deprivation. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Top of the hour, and good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Peter Pitts is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about common sense healthcare policy for common sense Americans. And let's throw in presidential candidates while we're at it. Is that okay, Peter?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, did you hear that? Did you get that last bit of news that daylight savings time, I guess, can be hazardous to our health, I guess they're saying?
Well, I'll see if the FDA wants to set up a new subcommittee on that one.
Oh, Lord. Well, why not? It's the people's money, and, I mean, we're wasting so much money. Might as well find another project to waste money on. I don't know if you heard about this one in California. They spent millions of dollars to put it on a ballot, right, to have the people vote whether or not they should just leave the time just like they do in Hawaii. You know, don't touch the clocks. Leave it alone. They spent all this money, millions of dollars, and after it passed, they said, oh, we forgot to tell you that the only way that we would make that change is if the federal government made the change.
You know, regulators love to regulate, and that's part of the problem. There's a lot of good regulation, and there is certainly a lot of over-regulation, and unfortunately there's a lot of silly regulation, and they all cost money.
How ludicrous that they would come up with something like that, you know, get the people to spend all this money. It's kind of like we're going to have you vote on the definition of a marriage between a man and a woman. And 8 million people in California voted. They said, oh, yeah, that's what we believe that to be case. And one judge says, nope, you're wrong. Vapored 8 million votes. And of course, this comes from a Democratic state that's so concerned about every vote that it should count, right? The irony.
You know, when I was at FDA, there were silly things, and finally the commissioner said, enough of this, let's just actually do something for a change.
What a novel concept, right, that you would do something good for a change? I mean, especially when you're talking about the FDA, which, you know, I think has tentacles to the medical profession that, you know, part of its Hippocratic Oath in precept is that we would do no harm. But I guess excluded from that is anything associated with the government, possibly.
Well, of course, government knows best, especially when it comes to you. And the whole concept behind my book is that, you know, if you leave healthcare to the common sense of most Americans, we'll get to the right place. And, you know,
exactly.
When Americans say, you know, we don't want Uncle Sam to become Uncle Sam MD, I think it'd be generally wise for politicians to listen.
Well, we've gotten tastes of big government operations, and where in any of the cases can we say that it's worked to our benefit?
Well, the only really big program of the last 20 years I can think of that's really improved the public health is the Part D drug benefit for senior citizens, drug benefit for seniors, because the plan is based on a free market proposition where the government and the free market combined to provide the service to seniors. Huge success, hugely under budget. You know, when the government tries to do these all by itself, huge failure. It's all about partnerships and ecosystem, and smart regulators and smart politicians get that.
And you write about it in chapter three, or in the third section, yeah, chapter three of your book, Part D, Reform. In the introduction, you say 43 million American seniors can't be wrong. I mean, you know, to your point, common sense can reign if we get the government out of the way that thinks that, you know, they are the liberator of all.
That's right. I mean, government's an important partner, no question about it, but it can't run everything. I mean, Elizabeth Warren says that there should be no private insurance. That's absurd. You know, I mean, President Obama said, if you like your health insurance, you can keep it. That was about a 90% lie. Mm-hmm. But at least with Elizabeth Warren, she means what she says, and Americans are going to say, you must be kidding me. You know, she seems to forget that the overwhelming amount of Americans have health insurance through work, private health insurance. They're generally happy with it. Do we really think the government's going to do a better job? I think the overwhelming amount of people are going to go, what are you smoking? No way.
Yes. I mean, just think about it. How long would it take for a government program to handle, just right off the surface, you know, you got, what, 150 million people involved in their private program, right? In government, I mean, in employer-sponsored health care, right? Roughly 150 right. million people. Okay.
Exactly.
What kind of impact would that have on any system? You know, I mean, I think that would take decades in order to begin to get to some level of efficiency if you were to do that. Forget about the cost. Just the, you know, the operatives of it.
Well, it's kind of like saying, you know what, I don't like the carpeting in this bedroom. Let's burn the house down. Mm-hmm. Build a new house, and they'll get free carpet for everybody. You know, it makes no sense at all. And people talk about like a Medicare for all option, which I think is interesting. If to be able to offer one plan for everybody across the country, mm-hmm. recognize the economy as cut. They should also allow private insurance companies to sell policies across state lines, recognize the economy of scale. I mean, to my mind, it's all about more options for the American public.
Exactly.
The American public, if people want a government program, let them buy one. If mm-hmm. they want a private program, let them buy one. You know, for the government to say, we're going to do it all, or we're going to do it better, and you're going to be happy, it's such a obvious lie. Mm-hmm. Either they're lying or they're completely insane, and it really doesn't make a difference. Any candidate that's going out there and saying that is going to crash and burn.
Well, Peter, you and I have had this discussion before. I mean, government is alive for specific purposes, and it seems that every time it gets out of its lane, it creates all kinds of problems, unintended consequences that are endless. I mean, for some reason, healthcare for them seems to be, you know, some form of low-lying fruit. Maybe because of Obamacare, it opened up the door and the possibilities of a national healthcare system. Maybe that's what is tantalizing them. But, you know, here, after all this time and money and disruption that we've created since the start of Obamacare, you know, how much more do we have to realize that gravity is still in play? I mean, we keep getting up on top of the roof and jumping off and realizing, gravity is still there. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, just keeps.
The technical term here is they're drinking their own Kool-Aid because what no one wants to talk about is when you have government-run health care, when you have a universal health care system run by the government, which you also get are higher taxes, which I think everybody's beginning to understand. And not liking, by the way, but also get rationing. You get far limited choices. That's what they have in Europe. That's what they have in Canada. And no one's really talked about that yet. But come the election, believe me, you'll start understanding that a system like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, the type of system they're talking about limits, significantly limits the type of healthcare Americans can access. It limits the type of medicines doctors can practice. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for an honest debate, but those are two huge things that have to be brought into the proposition. Government-run health care equals rationing, period. And no one in Europe or Canada is going to deny that.
Doesn't it also mediocratize the whole process?
It certainly does. I mean, when you have a one-size-fits-all government health care program, it doesn't really suit anybody all that well. You know, obviously, any system is great if you don't get seriously ill. You have to have your appendix taken out, you have to have a baby. But when you have cancer or Alzheimer's disease or multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease and need the newest innovative treatments and all of a sudden they're not available,
exactly.
Rationed, it doesn't look so good all of a sudden.
Well, and you're going to be whatever you can ration, but forget about R&D at that point. How does that compromise R&D?
Well, when you ration innovation, you don't get it, because people only invest in innovation if they get a fair payback. That's why many countries in Europe and around the world simply don't have access to these medicines, because they choose not to provide them to their citizens. I think that's a choice they've chosen to make. I don't think it's a choice Americans want to make.
Exactly. Peter Pitts, president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, author of the book Common Sense Healthcare, Policy for Common Sense Americans. And our conversation with Peter will continue after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
All we hear is radio.
right here. We give it to you straight because we know you're smart enough. Unlike Jonathan Gruber of Obamacare fame, remember, one of the consultants who said that Americans are just too stupid. That's why they designed the whole Obamacare system as confusing as it could be, needless to say. The complicated, as Peter writes, and conflicting dynamics of policies, perspectives on healthcare, economic of friction between payers, providers, manufacturers, and regulators, the battle for better patient education, and the need for a more forceful and factual debate over the value of innovation all create the need for a more balanced and robust debate. Okay, that's outside of a single party and somebody wanting to control people. This is an idea that it really settles in the American way sort of spirit. When a politician asks for your vote, ask them how their healthcare policies impact the future of innovation and patient-centric care. Wow. I mean, that's really the core of it. Think about it. If they stumble, Peter writes, send them a copy of this book. And I'll pay for it. Peter Pitts, always good to be talking to you. He's the president and co-founder of the Center for Medicine and the Public Interest. And we're talking about his just released book, Common Sense, Healthcare Policy for Common Sense Americans. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Peter, is that for some reason, I don't know what's wrong with our country. We need to reclaim common sense. I mean, I don't know what it is. We've fallen victim and become apathetic and passive in thinking that the government is our daddy.
Well, I mean, people want simple solutions. Certainly politicians want soundbite solutions like drugs from Canada or universal health care. The day before yesterday, the New York Times actually wrote an editorial saying that drug companies shouldn't do research into new types of cures for cancer because they're too expensive, which we should basically forego innovation for potentially lower prices. That's absurd. They must think that innovation comes from some secret drawer that they keep in the back of the building. Unless you reimburse for incremental innovations, you don't get big innovations. You generally don't get these big aha moments like in the movies.
Right.
New York Times doesn't get it. There's so many myths out there. I mean, innovative drugs as a percent of our national health care spend are about 8.5%, 8.5 cents on the dollar. You know, we're willing to give that away for potential savings in 10 years. It's insane. You know, politicians need to look at the long picture here, and they don't like to do that, but they have to.
Well, they all say that until it's one of their kids or a parent or relative that needed said innovation, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, if every member of Congress that proposes this will sign a pledge saying, when any member of my immediate family has a serious life-threatening disease, I will voluntarily forego any treatment for them. Then I'll take them seriously. But they're pretty fast and easy playing with other people's lives.
Mm. Well, Peter, you address price controls in your book in Chapter 4. The truth is rarely pure, and it's never simple when it comes to price control. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
The people think that, for example, that prescription drugs are an enormously large part of our healthcare spend, when it really is about a dime on the dollar. That's the first point. The second point is people say, well, why are drugs so much cheaper in Canada and Europe than you are in the U.S.? Well, consider this. 90% of the drugs by volume used by Americans are generic drugs, safe and effective, approved by the FDA. Generic drugs in the U.S. are less expensive than in Europe or Canada. When you tell people this, they look at you like you've got 10 eyes on your face. You know, the sound bites get people riled up, and they're great campaign cries. The problem is they're not true. Mm-hmm. And when you force people to look at the facts, they can't cognitively accept it, and they get upset.
Peter, if we wanted to fix the issue, because you look at it comprehensively here, there's always that, I'm an old Pareto principle kind of guy, the 80-20 rule. What 20% of the healthcare problem, if we attacked, would make the greatest return on investment and get us on the road to wholeness when it comes to healthcare in America?
Well, I think there are two top line things. The first, of course, and don't smirk at me, is diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to, as a country, accept personal responsibility for improving our own health. And that starts with diet and exercise and not smoking, preventive health care.
I'm not about to smirk at you on that, Peter, because I think self-responsibility is the basis of a lot of our ills, especially when we look at policies and we look at the way our government is operating today. I mean, our Constitution was designed for a people who understood self-responsibility.
That's exactly right. And the second thing is, you mentioned it earlier, is really valuing and protecting and appropriately rewarding innovation in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
New drugs, new devices, better hospital stays, all those sorts of things, because keeping somebody out of the hospital is so much more efficient than dealing with them once they get seriously ill. You know, we have an once you get sick, we'll take care of you. But, mm-hmm. you know, medicines and diet and exercise to keep you out of the hospital, that get you better quicker, you're hugely successful. And, you know, we're at a point in the demographic curve now where the fastest growing part of the population are super seniors, those 80 and above. You know, it's great to keep them alive, but we've got to keep people alive so that they're healthy and active and productive. And that's got to happen. Otherwise, we're simply going to be having the same conversation again in the future year.
Yeah, just remember what Yogi Berra said. If I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, the options. People require options that are best for them. You know, and when I was part of the government team that designed the Part D drug benefit, people said, oh, no, seniors can't possibly make their own choices. The government make their choices for them.
Right.
And you know what? People make mistakes. I make mistakes every day, lots of them. But generally, you know, people make the right choice for them. Part D has proven that out. And whether people want, you know, private insurance, or whether they want government insurance, or whether they want a non-insurance option like health sharing, which is neighbor helping neighbor, been around for a long time, the government should step out of the way and let that happen. If people want to buy insurance policies that only cover, you know, catastrophic care, let them do that. You know, my wife and I are well out of our childbearing years. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I need to buy an insurance policy that has pregnancy coverage.
Exactly.
Don't get it.
Right.
It makes
exactly.
no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the free market has a way of figuring these things out, and people are smart enough to make their own choices, and they should have as many choices as possible.
And when we make mistakes, we learn. We learn from mistakes. I mean, what do you want? You want the government to make a mistake? If the government makes a mistake, they cover it up. You know, nothing's learned, right? But if we make a mistake, go ahead.
Mr. Martinez, don't you remember? The government never makes mistakes. The government is always right.
Yeah, they've got plenty of attorneys to prove that fact as well, and to wear you out accordingly. We've gone that road, but this comes down, as I said, you know, self responsibility is the issue. We learn from that. We're smart enough to figure this out, and as you've proven the case with Part D, seniors are figuring it out. They know what works for them. And there's lots of resources available to help them along like never before. Peter, address this issue that keeps coming around. It seems like every election season that health care is a right.
Well, you know, food is a right. Health care is a right. And finding a parking spot on a busy day is a right. You know, what's a right? One's responsibility. You know, what's the individual responsibility? What's the government's responsibility? I certainly think the government has responsibility as a safety net. I don't think it has responsibility as the entire provider. People need to make their own choices. Sometimes mm-hmm. they're right, sometimes they're wrong, but I don't believe that really anything's right other than, you know, the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
Quite frankly.
In
the original context, people have the right to not be encumbered by government to do what they think is best for themselves and their families.
Mm-hmm. But when we get to that argument, or at least that presentation that health care is a right, to what degree? Where does it begin and where does it end?
Right. I think a right means not being encumbered by the government to receive health care or not receive health care or have insurance or not have insurance based on your own best judgment.
And, oh, yeah, by the way, you happen to be in one of the freest, if not the freest, countries in the world where health care is being provided in a world-class sort of way. And I believe that we can improve on that even more so if we got the government out of it and allowed the free market to operate, don't you?
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, the rest of the world is moving towards a hybrid system of government and private, which is what we've got here. The biggest growing sector of health care in the U.K., for example, is private insurance.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll have to pick it up later. Peter Pitts, thank you, Peter.
3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. A new national survey called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that 75% of patients agreed that all they can do is accept their condition. Not only are patients affected physically, but the emotional, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally as severe, with 58% of caregivers and 47% of patients having to take time off of work in the past year. The survey also revealed a wide range of challenges in the management of the disease, with with a significant disconnect in conversations between healthcare professionals, caregivers, and patients. Danielle Becker, physician, Penn Medicine.
It is vital that patients and healthcare providers have an open and honest dialogue during office visits. The findings revealed that nearly half of patients surveyed admitted they don't share real-life goals with their doctors. Frank discussions are necessary in order to provide the patient with the best possible care.
For more information, visit www.webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four White House officials on the schedule to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today, but they're not expected to show up to do so. Two have already been subpoenaed, and Democratic lawmakers are now considering subpoenas for the others. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to slam the impeachment inquiry. He tweeted this morning, quote, "What I said on the phone call with the Ukraine president is perfectly stated." The president adding, "There's no reason to call witnesses to analyze my words and meaning." President Trump is threatening federal funding for California over the destructive wildfires across that state. He tweeted over the weekend, as a number of blazes were still impacting the state, that Governor Gavin Newsom is responsible for doing a terrible job of forest management. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got great news here. We're going to be talking about some new data that is showing treatment for advanced breast cancer is demonstrating more life. That is good news. We've got a breast cancer expert and a patient to talk about the latest clinical trial data. And let me just put this in a little bit of perspective here, because there is some scientific detail that can sound complicated, but I'll tell you, out of it is just wonderful news. As I mentioned, approximately 30% of women diagnosed with earlier stages of breast cancer will eventually develop a form of the disease for which there is no cure. Metastatic breast cancer. It is estimated that 155,000 people are currently living with this type of cancer in the United States. Dr. Dennis Slayman, the Director of Clinical and Translational Research of the Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center at UCLA, and Jamil Rivers, metastatic breast cancer herself, is here on the show to talk about it. Dr. Slayman and Jamil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Slayman, detail what this data, this new data, is telling us.
Well, the new data are data that are derived from a trial where patients who had metastatic breast cancer, that is breast cancer that's traveled outside of the breast and the local lymph nodes to other parts of the body. And as you pointed out, that is a significant challenge when that happens. Traditionally, we have treated those patients with hormonal therapy. This is a new form of therapy. The drug has been approved for a little while now, but it is now, this new results from this trial is that not only can we improve, significantly improve the time that the disease is controlled and not allowed to progress, but more importantly, that we've been able to improve the overall survival of the patients who take the drug. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of research.
Now, this late-breaking oral presentation was given at the Presidential Symposium at the European Society for Medical Oncology Congress in 2019. And break down what this study, if I can stay with you just a little bit longer here, Dr. Slaman, what this study showed us in terms of, you mentioned the drugs that were utilized here, if you can be specific on that.
The drug for this particular trial is a drug called ribociclib, or its brand name is Kisqali, K-I-S-Q-A-L-I. The drug is a drug that inhibits, an oral drug, and it inhibits a particular pair of enzymes that are important for regulating the cell cycle, the ability of the cell to divide. And we had done some research that showed that in the laboratory, it was particularly effective in these hormone receptor positive HER2-negative breast cancers, and that subtype of breast cancer is about 70% of all of breast cancer, so it's the biggest piece of the breast cancer challenge. Again, for the last 40, 45 years, we've used hormonal therapy in various kinds of combinations for these patients, and this is one of the first times we're moving outside that pathway into another pathway with a drug that has activity, the lab data showed it would, and now this is the clinical trial, which is the most important data that proved that the lab data were correct, and we could, in fact, improve survival in these patients.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the overall survival perspective looked like.
So the overall survival at the current time is we've improved by 28% the survival advantage for patients taking the drug. And that may improve further because we have not yet reached the median, whereas when patients receive the best available standard therapy that has been approved in the past for this subtype, we've already achieved the median. So we're now at least 28% better than that, and it looks like it may get better because we haven't yet reached the median. So this is good news indeed.
Exactly. Well, Jamil, as someone who has been affected by this and you're living with MBC, what is your response to this news?
Oh, this is very encouraging news because more research in metastatic breast cancer means survival. You know, yes. I have three kids, I have a family, you know, I'm trying to stick around and be here for them. And
Amen.
So... you know, we have 115 patients dying every day from metastatic stage 4 breast cancer. You know, just imagine a plane dropping out of the sky every day. So the more emphasis that we can have on metastatic breast cancer research and putting a dent in that number, you know, that definitely means survival for me.
Well, Jamil, as you state, you have a family, so you've got a lot to live for here.
Yeah.
How long have you been living with MBC?
I was diagnosed in March of 2018, so about a year and a half.
And so how has this affected your quality of life and day-to-day activities?
Well, I think about, you know, when I was first diagnosed, I actually had to stay at the cancer center for quite some time. You know, the breast cancer had spread all over my body, so I had to go to chemotherapy weekly. So it was a lot of time spent in the hospital. Now I've reached the stage where I have no evidence of disease, where the tumors are not visible in a scan, so I get to take the oral pill, and it's less time being at the hospital. You know, I get to spend more time with my family. The side effects are less toxic. And not as severe, so I still work full-time. I get to keep up with my kids, and the quality of life is much better because it's just the oral pill that I have to take every day.
Well, I got to imagine, you know, as you go through this process, you make a lot of new friends, right?
Yeah. definitely. I heard another one of my friends describe it as, you know, you meet the best people in the worst club. So... you know, we're all very passionate about, you know, staying around, sticking with our families, and really putting more attention and emphasis on metastatic breast cancer research, you know, where you think about the innovations that have just developed in the past 5 years that are really, you know, making an impact on our survival and our quality of life. We want to see that trend continue.
How important is it to maintain this network, you know, to maintain some positivity as you deal with something like this?
I think it's totally essential. For a long time, people living with breast cancer or dealing with breast cancer were isolated. This gives you a whole new community to tap into. We meet amazing people like Dr. Slayman that are working on this to, you know, make sure that we have a fighting chance. And, you know, it just keeps us hopeful and impassioned and energetic. And, you know, we're fighting this fight so that we can stick around for our families.
Well, speaking of Dr. Slayman, he serves as Director of Clinical Translational Research and as Director of the Revlon UCLA Women's Cancer Research Program at Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center. He is a Professor of Medicine and Chief of the Division of Hematology, Oncology, and Executive Vice Chair for Research for UCLA's Department of Medicine. Dr. Slayman, you're just not busy enough. You know, I think we need more work for you.
I'll try to look for some more.
God bless you for all the hard work you're doing. And I would agree with Jamil that, you know, you are heroes in this battle, along with the patients like Jamil and others who have been great encouragers through this whole process. Can you talk a little bit about the AEs and potential risk of the treatment?
Sure. AE stands for adverse events or the safety issues that come up with the treatment. So this treatment will cause a decrease in the white count, which is the major safety signal, but it's very different than the decrease in white count we see with chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. The counts do not go down as low, and they do not stay down as long as you see with chemotherapy. And in large part, that's because chemotherapy kills the normal white cells, whereas this drug just stops them at a certain point in their maturation. They're still alive, and when the patient goes on their 1 week off period, the cells then will progress and will ultimately form normal white cells. So it's very different, and it's a very different side effect profile that way. The drug, again, is ribociclib for this trial. There's a class of these drugs called CDK inhibitors. The name for this drug is Kisqali, K-I-S-Q-A-L-I, and there you can get more information with that name, .com, online. Thank you.
God bless you both. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested food, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I'll tell you, and if pressed, I could probably do brain surgery on myself, but I'd rather not. But, you know, if I had to, just like an awkward moment, I guess. Good to have you with us. How are you doing? Having a good day today. Yeah, you just have to keep laughing. I mean, otherwise, you take this stuff too seriously, all this crazy stuff going on in our government, you know, this impeachment madness. What a waste of time and waste of money. Of course, you know, I think that if they had to pay for it themselves, it might be a little bit different. What do you think, huh? But, you know, they found a way. You know, they supposedly are doing the people's bidding and just spending our money. I mean, you know, as if we just have such excess money just sitting around that we have nothing better to do than to, you know, try to get rid of a duly elected president when we're, you know, I mean, help me understand. I mean, how irresponsible is this? We're months away. You know, we're months away from electing a new president. Do you just have such a lack of faith in the policies and the programs that you are offering the American people that you're panicking like this and going on with this impeachment? Is that what this is all about? But, hey, look, everybody has their perception on this, as we talked about earlier. I would just say, look, we're going to go through this process. Let's try and get it out in the open. The sooner the better. That'll make all of us breathe easier. Meantime, we got Adam Holtz here. Yes, the one and only. The only reason I'm laughing is because I'm putting all this pressure on Adam, because Adam's going to save the day for us. He's got his, you know, Superman t-shirt on and, you know, his cape, and he's ready to do, all the great stuff on behalf of, we the people and the American way of life. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I was mentioning to everybody earlier, I went and saw, current war. That's it. Current war. The director's got. I thought it was interesting. It was, you know, I love history, and so it was a good breakdown to help put some things into perspective here, and wonders and understanding, you know, what Westinghouse had to go through, and this battle, you know, between AC and DC, and we just thought it was all about a rock band. See,
I know. You know, there's so many things that have happened, and there's so many standards in our culture that have been established, and we forget that almost every case, you know, there was a conflict or a battle or a question about, well, how are we going to do this? And somebody made a decision, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's interesting.
And then Tesla comes in, who seems like, he's an immigrant and has some great ideas. But sadly, I mean, even after the deal he made with Westinghouse, you think, hey, this guy's going to be set for life. You find out that he dies broke and in poverty. And kind of sad, because you think that this guy had some, he had some ideas here.
He did, and it is kind of sad. He ends up on the short end of the stick, and frankly, I'm not sure Edison comes off as a very likable guy in the aggregate. Genius, but kind of an egomaniac too.
Well, and a lot of times though, Adam, people that are like that, they're like that. They're so ego driven. There's no restraint. It's almost like Lenny Bruce has said, you just need us crazies. You need people out there that are going to knock down the barriers and don't really care about humanity or kindness or things like that. They're just so focused on, getting it done. Let me
use that as a strange segue. We don't usually talk about broader pop culture stuff, but I confess I do at least scan the Drudge Report most days, and the headline on Drudge this morning was, what is it here? I'll just open it up. Kanye Flock praises Christ, and Kanye West apparently had a Sunday service in which it's being reported that more than 1,000 people committed their lives to Christ. And so here's an example of a guy who's kind of like what we're talking about, right? I mean, Kanye's got a big ego. He's kind of a creative genius. But it seems like at least for this moment, and I keep saying that because I hope that the moment continues for a long time, he is really focusing his artistic talent on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And holy cow. I mean, look at the fruit of that. It's an incredible thing when somebody who has that kind of cultural cachet and that kind of stature in the culture, and Jesus gets a hold of them, and look what can happen. It's really encouraging. We often talk about discouraging stories, but man, that one just warms my soul.
Well, it does, and hopefully Kanye understands that it is the hand of God. It's not his ego. This is the challenge sometimes, is that you get close to God, God uses you, And you get in the way of God's glory. If you do that, you're going to get cooked.
Right.
And this is why we need to pray for Kanye in a sense that he can live up to the responsibility. He seems at times to, in the midst of his brilliance, he seems at times to be, to have some grounding. And I hope in this case in particular, because it's easy. I mean, let's be honest about it, because this is what causes problems in the church, is you get people who, for lack of a better word but only a word that most people of faith understand, you will get people who are anointed.
Yeah.
And that is just what it means. It's just God's hand pick, power is on that person for that season and that time. And sometimes they get carried away, because they suddenly think, hey, look what I'm doing. I got thousands of people following. I must be all that in a bag of chips.
And we need, all of us need people around us who will speak truth to us.
Exactly.
And I think that, sometimes there are truths that we don't want to hear, whether we're famous or not famous. All of us have good moments and all of us have bad moments. And we need people in our lives who are willing to shoot straight with us and say, you know what? You're out of line here.
Yeah. That's why you have kids.
Well, boy, there's truth there.
Right, huh? Yeah, kids
are not impressed with us.
Yeah, they'll just do it. I like this one story. It was Amy Grant, and she was at a concert, one of her concerts, and here it is, she says, just the kids are around, and all of a sudden they come to you, and they go to give you a hug, and they go, oh, Mom, your breast stinks.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, thank you. I mean, suddenly you're brought down to earth and understand what it's all about. In all your stardomness and everything else, it's like, okay, you're back down, reduced to your lowest common denominator. But no, I'm like you. I am very cautious and prayerful for Kanye West and his family. For the impact on culture that he's having. I mean, look at, for so long, you've got this urban culture that has come out that has taken our kids into kind of, you know, the jail lingo and all this other stuff, and they don't even know it. I mean, they just kind of follow because it seems cool at the time, right? And now you've got a figure like Kanye West who's leading him to Jesus. God bless him. And thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, and we ought to be praying for the Kardashians, too. Mm. And honestly, those are words that have never come out of my mouth because I think it's easy to think, oh, you're rich, you're vain, you're sometimes just gross. But he's in proximity with them.
That's
and
right.
And they have extraordinary influence, too. And so there's lots of things we should be praying about.
And how are we going to use
it? Forgotten people, too. But,
how are we going to use it? Are we going to use it for God's glory? Are we going to use it for the good of others? I mean, at a time when we have everybody, you know, the temperament of our politics is to be at each other's throats instead of being kind. And this is why I'm looking forward to, and you and I talked about this last week, Tom Hanks' new movie. About Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, and I can't wait to talk about it. I've seen it. It's about
isn't it cool? I did too, and I'm eager to talk. The other thing too, by the way, I did, you know, as I told you, I went to the movie house and about 30-35 minutes. Now the commercials. I mean, we're getting bombarded with commercials. I mean, and I was just reading that Regal and Cinemark has made this deal now. Somehow they took a study and people were saying, hey, we got too many trailers. So they said, oh, okay, we got the idea. Okay, so what you're telling us is we got too many trailers, but you want to hear commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Somehow they deduced that from this survey. And so now it's like 35 minutes of trailers and commercials. And you're going, oh, please. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Anyway, enough of that. We only got a couple minutes left, so real quick, Harriet.
Harriet is another huge surprise, and it's rare that I get surprised and I really love something, but, man, I kind of love this movie, and it did pretty well for what it is, you know, a fairly small movie. Did about $10.5 million at the box office this weekend. This movie is the first movie that's been made about Harriet Tubman. We all know Harriet Tubman as, you know, one of the leaders of the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, that's about where my knowledge of Harriet Tubman came to a screeching halt. So this movie depicts what happened in her life. She was a slave in Maryland, and she escapes. She makes her way across 100 miles of wilderness to Pennsylvania and gets involved with the anti-slavery movement there. But she is not content to rest on her laurels, and she leads all of these raids back into slave territory to rescue slaves. Now, the incredible thing about this movie is we see how her relationship with God really was the prime motivating factor for her. She has this almost mystical relationship with God, at least as it's depicted in the film. I haven't done historical research to know how accurate this is historically, but she has these visions and dreams of what she's supposed to do and where people are who are pursuing her, what to stay away from. And she's obedient to it, and she talks about how that's difficult sometimes. And apart from a couple of, I thought, totally anachronistic profanities that they snuck in, man, this is a great movie and a great conversation starter. I think for older tweens and teens on up, this would be a great one to talk about the issue of slavery in our country.
Okay, 20 seconds left. Terminator, not so good, but still number one.
Not so good, still number one. Robots, humans kill each other. Back to R rating. Didn't do well at the box office. I think Terminator's probably terminated.
He is the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Adam, thank you very much. Till next week, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, till next week, Bill.
You got it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.